This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
From the ArmeniaProud.com studios,
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on lineupmedia.fm.
Genatsit, genatsit, par luis in spesek, my friends. How are you, Brian?
I am doing very well.
Well, hey, Brian, guess what? Some guy or some family, an Armenian family out there, could be an Odar family too, they bought an entire patio furniture Amazon, and they used Armenia Proud.
Wow, that's great. I'm really
excited about that. Thank you so much, guys. Anything you guys buy on Amazon, be sure to go through ArmeniaProud.com. On your right-hand side, you'll see Amazon. Click on Amazon, and you won't see us again, and just shop away, and we get a little love back from Amazon.
If you were out there and you were the ones who bought the patio furniture, please take a photo and send it to us on Facebook or Twitter.
Very good idea. Very good idea.
Today's guest, my friends, is Rafi Manishyan. Rafi has his own record label, and he's in Armenia right now putting a few things together in the Armenian music world. He's been a past guest on our show. Rafi, how are you?
Jano, Brian, I'm doing well, and thanks for having me on again. Glad to be on Toast of Armenia. It's great.
Oh, anytime, my friend, anytime. And you're back in Armenia now. What's going on in Armenia? What are you setting up?
Yeah, definitely. I've been here in Armenia for about a week, and as we discussed before, I teach marketing and advertising at the American University of Armenia. But what I also do with the record label is I'm actually producing one more album for this year. It is a classical guitar album by a Greek Armenian, and we're getting it mastered and mixed here in Armenia. But really, really exciting news is that the latest release on Pomegranate Music, in which I believe you guys have a copy,
right,
is Vigen Hovsepian's Echoes, Revived Armenian Folk Songs. And that's been dropped for about 6 months or so. And we got two really, really exciting bits of news. The first one is that we're actually going on tour with a five-piece ensemble with kind of an all-star band from Armenia, including somebody from Gata Band, somebody from the Mikhail Voskanyan Band, one of the great duduk players in Armenia,
right,
Hadatun Chikolian, and also a Spanish-Norwegian cellist who resides in Barcelona. And we're going to be performing in Barcelona. We're going to be doing two shows at the legendary Peniche Anaco, right in Paris on the Seine River, for two shows. And then we're going to be finishing up the tour in London at a wonderful, very historic place called St. Ethelburga's, which is a building, kind of a church, right next to where Kallust Gulbenkian, Mr. 5% with the oil back in the day, used to go ahead and set up shop in London. So a lot of really exciting things going on the touring front. And so Vigen right now is going ahead and rehearsing. He's getting his band revved up and ready to go. He's going to be doing a couple of concerts here right before the tour. And we are ready to unleash. Really unheard Armenian folk music that hasn't been heard, you know, really ever Europe on this tour.
Well, let me ask you, Rafi, how did you put these guys all together?
Yeah, a couple things. So, you know, Vigen I scouted a couple years ago here in Yerevan. And Vigen and I, when we sat down and we decided that we wanted to go ahead and tour in Europe and have people listen to this music, he basically went ahead and started looking around for the very best musicians in Armenia that he could find that could buy into what we were doing. And he asked around, and basically people, you know, jumped right on the bandwagon when they heard that Vegan was going to be performing these songs. And Vegan right now is, you know, quite popular in Armenia as well. So that's kind of how that whole thing happened. And we're really proud and really grateful to have all these wonderful kind of all-star musicians backing up Vegan on these four shows.
Now, did you have to go out and find a Spanish musician, or was he in Armenia when you said, wow, you know what, we could sure use him as well?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, it's funny because, you know, the rest of the musicians are right here in Yerevan, and then there's this kind of odd, you know, situation where we've got this musician in Barcelona,
right,
who is from Norway, so he's actually ethnically from Norway, but he lives in Barcelona. Vegan lived and worked in Barcelona for 15 years. Mm. And this tour is going to have a little tinge of flamenco, along with the other duduk and the dohol and the bass and the cello. And him and Håvard Enstad, who's a kind of a famous musician in the classical and ethnofolk realms in Barcelona. He's actually a member of a fairly well-known band called the Barcelona Ethnic Trio. He and Vegan worked together for many years in the music industry. And so he is just a great producer. He's a great arranger. And he's just an amazing piano and cellist. And so we asked him if he would, you know, join us on the tour, because Barcelona is going to be the first stop. And he said yes. And we asked him, listen, you want to do Paris and London? And he said, absolutely. And that's because he knows Vegan very well. And he appreciates the taste of the music that we're going to be going ahead and presenting in these three cities.
Hmm. Now, Rafi, do you also do the promoting at these cities in Europe? And do you set them up? Do you set the gigs up and everything as well?
You know, actually, yes. The answer is yes on that for this particular tour. So I've decided to kind of dip my hand back into the concert management business.
You do it all.
Well, you know what? I got to be honest with you. You know, when you're talking about Armenian folk music and you're talking about an artist who really is just starting their music career, it is actually kind of tough to find concert promoters willing to take a chance and to go ahead and put him in concerts in these big cities. These are big prestige cities, and the reason why we picked them is because they represent the hub of world music activity, really in Europe. So we did try. We reached out to some promoters. They were very interested, but they wanted to see if Vegan had performed, you know, anywhere in Europe with this particular program. And we said, no, this is a brand new, you know, kind of a brand new debut album. He's just rolling out his career. So Vegan and I said, you know what? We're going to kind of get together. We're going to invest ourselves in this tour. And we got to it. And we hired a great, great professional. Her name is Savannah Chikarian, and she's actually quite famous. She's with a band called Collectif Meds Bazaar, and they basically perform a lot of Middle Eastern and a lot of European music. And she lives in Armenia. She's from France, and she really kind of hooked us up with some of the venues. And then Vegan and I invested our cash, and we just want to make sure that people hear our folk music, our Armenian folk music, in some of the best cities in Europe. And sometimes when you want to get it done, Jono, you got to do it yourself. And you, Chris and Brian, know that from doing your podcast.
Right.
You know,
right.
Sometimes you want to do something, you got to do it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of that, I want to back this up a little bit. Now, when you're scouting in Armenia, like you said, are you just looking for not so big name venues out there, and you're just walking in, sitting back, and taking notes? How does that work?
Well, listen, Jono, when hopefully you come out here in the near future, I'm going to show you how it works, and we're going to go to some of these venues and check out some of these artists. But the way that I do it is that I take a look at all the famous musicians here. I listen to them. Sometimes I go see them in concert. And then I ask myself, can we take this music, can I take this artist outside of Armenia, put them into some sort of a European, United States, Asian, South American world music festivals where people can relate to this music? And I got to be honest with you, a lot of these people out here are pop stars, and it's not quite my taste. They might be really, really good to the local Armenians here, but it doesn't really represent our music because it's really kind of awash with synthesizers, a lot of artificial, artificial instruments. So what I do is I actually look high and low for those musicians and those artists that, number one, have talent, number two, that I'm moved by, that I just love their music, I love what they're doing, and number three, I just have this gut feeling that I know that if I just pick them up and drop them in Paris or London or Barcelona, that it's going to be more than just Armenians really appreciating it. Because Brian and I, when we had a little conversation before this interview, he seemed to like one of the tracks on the album.
Oh, we're going to get to that, too. We're going to get to that. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, and he said, you know, I'm not sure, you know, what it is that Vikan was singing about, but I really liked it a lot. And that's what I'm looking
for. That's what you're
looking for.
I'm looking
for the Bryans in this world. Absolutely.
Nice. That's he just gave a big thumbs up when you were talking there. I definitely think that so basically you're going outside the Armenian world a little bit, and you're trying to get the Odars involved in the Armenian music. And you've kind of flirted with the type of music that can be a little bit of a, you know, a type of blues type of thing. It can bring it's a down. Do you try to move that up? Do you try to throw in new, like you said, possibly with this new band and all that? Are you trying to get a new sound out of something like that? To try to raise the morale up of the music a little bit?
I'll tell you what, you know, you bring up a really good question there, and I'm going to answer it in two parts if you don't mind. Number one.
Not at all.
Number one, we're talking about with this particular album and some of the albums that I've gone ahead and produced, we're talking about Armenian folk music. Okay. So there's a very limited scope of people that like folk music. Now, what we've done with this album is we've gone ahead and we've done something a little bit different, and is that we've searched for folk music that either just had melody and had no lyrics that we knew of up until this point, or we went ahead and dug into archives. We basically searched around. We went onto YouTube. We basically looked everywhere for folk music that really hasn't been heard in many, many years, because you always want to be unique. You always want to basically produce an album that's going to be a little bit different and not like the other guys. So that's kind of what we started with. As we started this process, and as I mentioned maybe the last time I was with you on air, is that there were a lot of folk songs where the actual lyrics had been lost up until recently. And we found a book with a CD in there that was produced about 6-7 years ago. And this woman by the name of Maro Nalbandian from Aleppo, Syria, had basically collected all of these songs from the region of Palu in historic Armenia. And she had held on to these songs and held on to these lyrics for so, so long until an ethnomusicologist heard somebody talking about this woman in Aleppo, Syria. So this woman in Aleppo, Syria moves to Providence, Rhode Island in around 1989 to be with, you know, her brother. She's retired now. And this ethnomusicologist went out there, recorded 46 songs, many of which the lyrics had never been heard before, because a lot of this music was thought to have been lost through the genocide. So one thing led to another. A Turkish Alevi singer from Istanbul recorded one of these songs. And basically, Vigen picked up on that. He put this all-star cast of people on the album, including Ada Dinkcan, Mikhail Voskanyan on the tar, Haritun Chikoyan on duduk, Arsen Petrosian, and then Hovard. We flew him in from Spain to Yerevan to record here in Yerevan. And basically what we did was, and what Vigen did, is he arranged it such a way that it's got a bona fide world music sound that not just ethnomusicologists or maybe people like me and you, Jono, can appreciate, but the Bryans of this world that are maybe world music lovers or just music lovers in general. And so that's what we wanted to do, and that's the way that we wanted to produce this album. Something where just your average person hears his voice or hears like this beautiful kind of mix of these traditional and European instruments, and instantly it kind of grabs hold of you. And I tell you what, these concerts are going to be unbelievable in Yerevan and unbelievable in Europe. And Jono, I want to bring it to St. Louis one of these days as well.
Oh, I will pack it. I will pack it, my friend. I mean, you could ask our friend Chris Chambers. He said, I didn't even promote this movie here, and we had this whole thing filled up, and it was great. Yeah, you know what, Rafi, our man here, Brian, producing, he actually has his own show, too, called Sounds of Music, isn't it?
It's called Follow the Sound.
Follow the Sounds. I always screw that up. But you know what? I mean, that would be – you would be great on that show as well.
Yes.
I mean, introducing Armenian music like that. That would be great.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, I wanted to mention two things. First of all, with regards to Europeans or people around the world listening to Armenian music, I actually have some breaking news. Because we just found out today, and it's going to be published next week, but there is a very influential music chart called the Trans Global World Music Charts. And basically, there are 40 judges around the world, including one in Armenia. And for all new releases that are basically submitted to the Trans World Global Music Chart, there's hundreds of submissions. And we went ahead and submitted, you know, Vegan's album, Echoes, Revived Armenian Folk Songs, about 3 months ago. We just got a call today, and we are number 29 on the charts.
Bravo.
Effective next week. And so that really does kind of prove that people around the world like this song, like this album, and like Armenian folk music. The second thing I wanted to mention is that you do mention, and I appreciate it, where, you know, people like myself, Began, are introducing music. But I also want to throw back to you, Jono, and say that you're also somebody that has actually gone ahead and introduced this music, because you've had me on three times. I've talked to Chris. I've talked to Brian. And if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have the opportunity in some ways to reach the audience that you've got. So I appreciate what you guys do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Rafi. But all the hard work is on your behalf, my friends. All we're doing in this studio is just making the Rafis out there known, and hopefully something happens for everybody. I mean, that's we're just trying to make things a little bit better for all the Armenians out there that are trying to do something productive and try to make something of the name Armenian. So, you know, we're very proud of you, my friend.
Well, you know what, and likewise, I got to be honest with you, because you and I had a conversation about 2 years ago. It was the 18th episode.
Mm.
Then you had me on last year, and to think that now I think you're over 100 episodes, and you're over 2.5 years into this, I think you guys deserve a lot of credit, because I know that you're doing this out of a labor of love, and so it's not just the Rafis; it's also the Jonos out there that are doing
Thank you.
And we're
you
doing
so
it
much.
Together.
That's right. We're doing things together. And I tell you what, Brian, do you have that the song tuned up?
Yeah, ready to go.
Okay. And folks, this is Vegan Hovsepian, and this song is Tatala. Tatala. All right, play it.
Vorkasen Istanbul, sirtes katan ta, vahna ver tas chikas, dushmanes khanda, vahna ver tas chikas, dushmanes khanda, vahna ver tas chikas, dushmanes khanda, vahna ver tas chikas, dushmanes khanda.
Wow, I love that.
I'm really glad that you liked Jono, and I think kind of going back to what you said about having kind of a bluesy sound, you know, the blues is a state of mind. It doesn't have to be, let's say, you know, African-American or Black American or Latino American. the blues, or even Greek American with the rumbetico, which is the Greek blues. You know, we have our own blues as well, and I think that very famous tar player, and a tar is like a really an ancient plectrum instrument. It's like an oud. It's like a kind of like a lute, but it's a little bit thinner, and it's got a tinnier sound. The way that this very famous musician named Mikhail Voskanyan, who we were so grateful to have on the album, the way that he did it in such a contemporary way, just gives it a very accessible flavor. So, like I said, not just folk music fanatics are going to like this stuff.
I'm telling you what, Rafi, I love that one. I swear to God, folks, Brian, that was a great one you chose, by the way, because it had that, well, it had that flavor of the Armenian Navy band too. I don't. You've heard them sing, haven't you? Right, I'm sure you have. But it had that flavor. Plus, it had some modernization to music that was in the background too. It was beautiful. It was really beautiful. When does this come out, Rafi?
I tell you what. Right now, the album is out. It's been out for a few months, as I mentioned. It's going to be charting next week.
It's called Echoes, right?
It's called Echoes, Revived Armenian Folk Songs. And that song that you loved and that song that you played was that song that we talked about that was almost lost, that Mauro Nalbandian story I told you about from Syria,
man,
to Providence, Rhode Island. And so how about that, huh?
That
we were able to enjoy.
Her.
A piece of music that was almost lost.
Revived.
Pretty cool.
That's, I can't tell you enough how it brings tradition, but yet brings a little, it's kind of like multicultured to where it's modernized as well. It was beautiful. It was beautiful, man.
That's awesome. Yeah, cool. And I got to tell you.
My hair's standing up.
Music in general, let's say classical music or ethnographic music or world music, when it's stuffy, when it's kind of in a closet, when it's just sung in a specific way for 90, 100 years, you got to take that thing out of the closet. You got to dust it off. You got to give it a new paint job. And you know what? The melody is still there. The lyrics have been rediscovered. It's like a classic car, man. You got to put a coat of paint on that thing, put some new tires on it.
Yeah.
And that's what we did with this album, with a lot of those songs. And again, the fact that we are so fortunate that we had people that cared enough to save a lot of these lyrics, and to even have a Turkish woman whose religion is Alevi, perform this. And why can't we do it? That's our music. Let's go ahead and basically let's claim that music as being ours. Because like I said the last time, a lot of Armenian folk songs, when those lyrics go away and are forgotten, what happens is that, Turks who love this type of music, they love this exotic Armenian sounding music, all of a sudden
it's their music.
Turkish lyrics.
Yeah. It's
and
their
then
music.
All of a sudden it's their music, but it's our music. And at the end of the day, by the way, music is music. We should all share it. We should all love it. But you know what, for the remaining bits of culture that we have, we should be able to go ahead and claim it as ours. And that's what we're going to do on this tour. That's what we did on this album. And that's why you're helping us do that as well, by going ahead and playing that music.
I tell you what, man, I'm happy to be on board. And believe you me, it's all you guys right now. And we just love to spread the word on this because it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And when we get off here, I'm definitely going to kick back here with these headphones and probably listen to the entire song. Because that really, I tell you, I heard it from the background, too. It was, everything was clicking, and it was demanding. That's the thing about it. Music, if it's good, it demands you to, pound on the table or throw your feet down or something like that. And that's what this music was. So thank you so much.
I was going to say thank you, first of all, for having me. And really, thanks to Vegan. I mean, he is ultimately the artist. He's the musician. But I got to tell you, I'm hearing some rumors and maybe you come to Armenia fairly soon.
Yes.
And when you do come here, what we're going to do is we are going to go ahead and go to some of these places in Yerevan that you can see some of the best music in the world. I got to tell you. And we're going to see folk music. We're going to see contemporary music, maybe some traditional music. But you're going to see and hear it for yourself. We're going to go to some dive bars. We're going to go to some theaters. Whatever it is, if you got time, we're going to invite the musicians to meet you, Jono. I want you to see the vibrant culture that we've got here in Yerevan, in Armenia. And it's not just folk music. It's traditional musicians basically playing jazz, just like Arto and the Navy Band did. And you're going to love it, man. I mean, like I said,
Sounds good. We'll sit down,
we'll have some beer, we'll have some crayfish, and you know, we'll go ahead and we'll see some of the best music in the world, in my opinion.
Oh, I can't wait, brother. I can't wait. It was fun last time that I was in Armenia. Check this out. $11 got me like three big beers that was like European size and all the crawfish I can eat, and watch the Euro Championship game with people outside. It was just a, you know, the people in Armenia, man. I've made this comment a couple times now, but I mean, we're like hobbits in the movie Lord of the Rings. I mean, friendly people, but you know what? You don't want to piss them off either. But they're just all around friendly people. Just everything about Armenia and Armenian people is just a friendly atmosphere. So,
you know, and what's kind of cool, and again, when you get over here, you're familiar with Yerevan, you're familiar with Armenia, but maybe for some people that aren't, you know, I grew up in Chicago, I lived in Boston, Bay Area. A lot of those cities are very walkable, but there's something very intimate
right.
about being here in Yerevan, because people are very friendly. They're all basically Armenian. And, so it's something where you can go to a big shiny restaurant, you can go to a big shiny theater, but then around the corner you've got this little, you know, shop where they know you by your name, and you know, they know your favorite drink, they know your favorite food. So it's got this real neighborhoody vibe, even though it's a vibrant big city. But again, the music scene here is just out of control cool, and I'm just looking to. When you get out here, we're gonna show you around.
Yeah, I got another friend coming to Armenia too. It's going to be his first time. That he's going in July, and he said, "You know what? I can't wait." I said, "Dude, you cannot believe how beautiful Armenia is," and he's so excited. So, you know, for all you folks out there, I mean, thinking that Armenia is as soon as you get off the plane, there's a guy with red pajamas and there's a woman with long hair, like those Armenian cheese thing, the hair down the side. I mean, it's a modernized country. People are just like a European. It's like a European country, and you got to check it out. Make that your bucket list. And again, Rafi, the music is outstanding too. And you know what? I personally like what you're doing with this too. You're as in the sense of like the duduk is kind of like sometimes you can only listen to that for like four or five songs, and it's like, okay, I get it now. I'm going to jump off the bridge. It's kind of depressing in a sense after the fourth, fifth music there. But you kind of, like I said earlier, you know, you brought in new music with it, and it's great how you guys have set that up. You and Vegan, I tell you what, I think that this is a good matchup, my friend.
Thank you, man. You know what? I think the key when, let's say, producing any music or like you know, producing any show, is that you gotta have variety, you know, and you gotta kind of grab hold of the listener. And you can't make any two tracks or any two shows the same. And that's what we've tried to do on this album. And then going back to what you said about Yerevan and the music scene and everything here and how modern it is, Jono, you can actually go to the Armenian Philharmonic Orchestra in a beautiful, beautiful 2,000-seat hall, 3,000-seat hall for as little as $2 and go see a classical music concert. You go at intermission and you go down into this kind of subterranean smoky kind of coffee smoking area, you know, where you can grab a drink for like, let's say 50 cents or a dollar. You see all these old timers from the Soviet days with a beret hat on, with, you know, full suit on. And they're just talking about the music, kicking back, drinking a coffee, whatever it is. Then if you want to go see a jazz show, sometimes it's free. Sometimes it's $2, it's $3, it's $5. You want to pivot and go to, you know, a rock show. Usually those things are $1 or $2. The value, the entertainment value, and the quality of Armenian musicians here is so high. And so if you want to go somewhere that has great value, great food, great music, someone that's different, a place that's ancient, ancient churches, ancient culture, ancient language, I tell you what, this is a great thing. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of Armenians out there that haven't been here, and I hope they get a chance to go ahead and just make the effort to come here, because it's not just about, you know, it's their duty to come to Armenia. When you come here, it's not a duty. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Right.
And so you don't have to feel guilt-ridden about not being here or being here before. Come here because it's a really cool place to be and a great value.
Oh, there's no question about it. Now, when we started the interview, you mentioned that you're there for marketing purposes, or you're teaching school on marketing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm a lecturer at the American University of Armenia, where the last two semesters I taught a marketing course, a beginning marketing course to college sophomores. Mm. This semester I'm going to be teaching advertising to juniors and professional communication. And, you know, I love going ahead and basically teaching these young people kind of the things that I know, but more importantly, kind of the principles of marketing and the principles of advertising. Because a lot of these young students are extremely talented, are looking for an opportunity. They speak fluent English because the American University only teaches in English.
Wow.
Just across the board. And so what we try to do is we try to prepare these students to be professionals, you know, out in the working world. And I tell you what, there is a fair share of artists and musicians that are business students or English and communication majors. So I always say, if you can't market yourself, you can't market anything. So to be able to go ahead and see these students grow, and, you know, many of them will also work in the entertainment industry, you know, worldwide. So it gives me a lot of satisfaction, number one, that there's a university here in Armenia that is affiliated with the University of California, basically teaches in English, and is really kind of well-known in the region here. But I'm also very proud to be able to go ahead and teach these young students, see them grow, and see where they're going to end up in, let's say, 3 to 5 years, because the tech industry is booming here. You got a lot more people speaking English. You've got some businesses that are starting to basically take hold here. It's a very vibrant and exciting place, not just for the arts, not just for music, but to see things culturally really kind of progress here. And I go home, see my wife in San Francisco, 3 months, 6 months, and then I'm right back here teaching. And there's a lot of us out here, a lot of, you know, repats, a lot of Armenians that grew up in the Armenian community, Granite City, Chicago, St. Louis, whatever it is. And, you know, we just kind of came to a point in our life where I wanted to live somewhere and kind of give back whatever it is that I can give back. And I tell you what, whatever I give, Armenia gives me twice as much more.
Oh, Jesus, dude. You ought to be my co-host here. I mean, you're excellent. You're excellent. This is what I like to hear. Your students, though, when they graduate, are there fields that they can get into? Are there openings in Armenia starting to happen now, too?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's talk real. Yes and no. As with any kind of college graduate, you know, there's going to be some share of people that are going to look for jobs in their field. It could be tough to find because they need experience. But I'm happy to see on the flip side, on the positive side, that a lot of these students are very, very transferable to basically startup companies here. There's a huge startup culture here in Armenia. And so what they do is, if they can't find a job, they get together with 3, 4, 5, 10 people, and they create a business. Hmm. And it's technology driven. And what they can do is use, let's say, their marketing skills or their advertising skills. And basically, they create these teams, and they work hard for 2 or 3 years, and you see some technical innovations, and it's really exciting to see. Then you're going to see your kind of subsect of students that, you know, get into banking or get into economics, And then you're going to have some other people that move to America, move to Europe, move to Asia, because these Armenian students are so well educated and they're so bright that they're able to basically adapt anywhere they go in the world. And, you know, as much as I hate to say it, I hate to lose a lot of these students.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
You know, and it, and that's a tough pill to swallow. But think about it. When we were 22, 23, you know, if we wanted to go here, why couldn't we go here? So a lot of these folks do come back, but the bottom line is that these graduates from American University have great opportunities ahead of them, whether it's here in this country or somewhere else. And a lot of them do give back, and it's great to see it.
That's great. That's great, Rafi. And I tell you what, brother, I appreciate everything that you're doing out there. And where can they find your music? Where can our people, our listeners, find your music?
You got it. So the music that we produce and we put out there by incredibly talented artists and musicians, you can find them on pomegranatemusic.com. You can basically go to Facebook and go and just type in Pomegranate Music. And then the last three albums that we've put out, Vigen Hovsepian is one of the artists, Hadatun Chikolian is one of the artists, and Arsen Petrosian is one of the artists. And the new project that I'm working on is by a Greek-Armenian named Yakovos Kolanian for Armenian classical guitar music. So those are the places you can go. You can just Google it on YouTube. And again, you know, for as much as you're thanking me, I appreciate that. The thanks really should go to these artists and musicians who really go ahead and create beautiful music. It's just my honor and pleasure to be able to help however I can.
Yeah.
However I can, because they're really special.
All right, Rafi. All right. So right now, what is it? In Armenia, it's 7:30 or close to 8 o'clock right now?
Yeah, it's close to 8 o'clock, and I'm going to probably throw some shoes on and get out and probably have a $4 to $6 dinner with some friends, maybe grab a beer for a buck, and then end up at one of these clubs or music venues where I can probably see a show for free and drink a little bit for about $2 or $3. And so for about a cheap $10, I can have a very full evening.
Wow.
And then school starts on Monday, and the tour starts in about a month. So, Jono, we're looking forward to having you out here, man.
Yeah.
The musicians are on alert. so, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Well, I'm humbled by that. I just do something just to keep the Armenian people entrenched with something happening, people around the Armenian world out there that are, you know, we're not sitting around, we're not grieving about the past all the time. Not that we're wanting to forget the past, but I just want people to know that there's a lot of Rafis out there that are making a difference too, that they're putting smiles on people and all that. So that's my goal, and I appreciate all the work, man. So Rafi, take care, and folks, you can find Rafi's music on pomegranatemusic.com, right?
You got it, Jono. And Brian, thank you, and then big shout out to Chris as well, who was there on episode 18, so you say hi to him as well. And by the way, what you said about people thinking about the future, you got a lot of people here in Armenia that are very forward-thinking, that are trying to make things happen and make things work, and it's just great to be here. The energy is amazing here. So thank you, Jono. And by the way, congratulations on being on the air for almost 2.5 years.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it, because I listen to all these podcasts. I know that you do this for the money. It comes from the heart. And I got to tell you, I'm sure that your audiences are growing week over week, and if it wasn't for Jono's out there, you know, we wouldn't have an opportunity to hear about a lot of the people that you've presented to us in 2.5 years. I would have never heard of some of these people. So thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right, my friends, that is Rafi Manishian. He's a friend of the show, and Rafi, we'll keep in touch. Let us know if there's anything popping up after. You know what, man? You're going to be in Barcelona. Maybe we can give you a shout and see how that's all coming along.
We'd love to. And you know what, Jono, honestly, because you've been such a supporter of our Armenian music, I would love to give you a call, maybe a half an hour before the show, let you know what the scene is like. And what wow. we'll do is we're going to go ahead and be recording these shows. And this is my promise to you, man to man, that we're going to go ahead and give you some of those live recordings, and nobody else will have it but your show. So we're going to go ahead and do that. And so check in when you come here, hopefully in November or December, we'll give you those recordings, and you can do whatever you want with that, and hopefully you can share them.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Rafi, you take care. You have a great weekend. Splurge a little bit, $10, $15 on your food and drinks,
you know,
tonight.
Let's
and have a good
20
time.
Bucks.
$20.
$20. I'm going to up it to $20. All right.
Kenny Bess Aubrey.
You guys take it easy, huh?
All right, Rafi. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
See you, man. Bye.
You know what, Brian? I want to get out there, and I think I got some voice left in me, man. I think I get – I mean, every time I'm at the karaoke machine, maybe Rafi could check me out, too. Nah, I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding.
Is there Armenian karaoke in the area? Like, does a church do it or something?
I'm telling you right now, every Armenian in a car does karaoke. There's not one Armenian that doesn't do karaoke. Even by themselves, they're singing. Armenians always sing. So,
sound like my kind of people.
And the thing about Armenians, they won't even know the words, and we'll be singing.
They'll still just make them up.
We're making words up. We're having a good time in the car. Armenians are good people. Say, folks, one more big shout out to Victoria Aslanyan. She was on our show. She's got her own wine company and all that. Remember, Armas Wine, and they have a store now opened up at the street that I stayed in, at the Abovian Street, and this is at 4 Abovian Street. I was there. I stayed there when I was in Armenia,
mm-hmm.
and it was a beautiful street. And now Victoria, she's got her own Armas wine shop there, wine store.
Yeah.
That I definitely encourage everyone that listens to the show, go there and maybe grab yourself a nice bottle of wine of Armas. It's great wine. I brought like 3 bottles back. I'm so shocked that it didn't break. But you know what? Armenians know how to bubble tape and all that
yes.
stuff too. So you don't have to worry about that. So everything's taken care of. Just go to the shop right there. It's a wine store at 4 Abovian Street. And it's Armas. And hey, great wine, great people. And it's people that we visited. And friends of the show,
by
Victoria
Armenian.
Aslanyan and Armas Wine. Say, folks, it's been a great show. Thank you so much, Rafi. Good luck with everything, and we'll keep our eyes open. Well, our ears open as well. We love that music. Actually, I'm very proud of you, Brian. I'm very proud of you for picking out that song.
It was a good song.
Yeah, he loved it too, and he said, you know what? It's unbelievable that you picked that one.
Yeah, it was my favorite on the album, and I listened to the whole thing. So
yeah. And you got your own show, too.
Yes, I do. As we mentioned earlier in the interview, my show is called Follow the Sound. I do album reviews, concert reviews, and I do some music history as well. But I'd love to get Rafi on just to discuss some Armenian music and stuff. I think it'd be an amazing interview.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much, my friend. Genatsa Kishir Party. We'll see you next week.
Tune in next week for another episode of A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. Find the show online at armeniaproud.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation at facebook.com/armeniaproud or Twitter at armeniaproud. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.